Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So yeah, the market is picking up, especially like in the low end. And there was the Vancouver Sun interview of this other realtor, and he's been in the business for decades, and he was saying the last time it was this bad was in 2008-2009. But even then the market recovered after like 6 months or whatever. But he said nowadays the difference between townhouse and house, it's like the gap is the smallest it's ever been. It's now like the best time to buy a house if you always want to upsize. Well, obviously in that video, in that interview, he was like, yeah, like trying to inadvertently pitch himself, being like, oh yeah, you should buy with me. And for me, when I meet with clients, it's not like, yeah, you should buy. Yeah, that's important, but I want to figure out what their needs are and find out whether they want to, what's their goal 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, and then figure that out. And a lot of times people think it's, buying at the right time, which is true, but more importantly is, what's the path? What's the goal? Because you could buy the wrong property and then that would set you back a couple of years, right? So when I talk with my clients, I want to figure out what their goal is, what they want to achieve in 10 years or 5 to 10 years time, and then do that. But definitely the market is not as bad as people think. And that realtor was saying that he doesn't see that the market is, he says it's near bottom, if not the bottom. And then they also interviewed a realtor from Surrey who was saying that in Surrey, like, housing prices are actually going up for certain segments. And so he doesn't see that there's like a bubble or any like huge correction or anything like that. So I think the market is pretty robust here, pretty strong. There's demand, even though there's government intervention, different policies, the influx of population, the influx of new people wanting to live here. It's not like people are leaving the city. There's jobs in the city, people are coming in to live in the city, and they need a place to live. When you look at these economic fundamentals, it's clear that the demand, there's a strong desire for people to live here. And people know that Vancouver is one of the most desirable places in the city. I know like some, there's, so that Vancouver Sun interview was interviewing another guy who created some Facebook group called like the Vancouver housing crash or bubble or something like that, and saying it's gonna keep going down and down. I really don't see that. That's not because I wanna like pitch the real estate market and say all is flowery and like all is bubbly, but it's the fact. It's the market is going up, like slowly in different segments. And when the high end market is slow, people buy in the low end. In real estate investing, you learn that it's all about economic fundamentals. It's not about whether you like the city or not. It's just look at, is there job growth in the city? Are there people moving to the city? Is there a strong economic structure, infrastructure, transportation, communities? Is it ranked one of the best cities in the world? Something like that. All those are factors when it comes to deciding whether real estate in that place will go up or go down, right? If people are leaving the city, then you can kind of tell where the market is going. Or if the job situation in that city is unstable, like some of the northern cities like Fort St. John or Fort McMurray, like where it's based on like gas and that kind of stuff, or LNG, there's people who come in and then they work a bit, and then like it really depends on whether they approve the LNG pipeline or not, right? And so Vancouver, it doesn't rely on one particular sector. There's like a lot of sectors here. Tech sector, there's real estate, there's construction, there's tourism, there's tons of sectors, there's food. So when I hear people say that there's a bubble, I strongly disagree with that. There's no evidence to, there's little bit of evidence, but that evidence is not justifiable to conclude, oh, there's a real estate bubble.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.